वंदेहं श्री गुरु।
The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of March, 1967, in San Francisco, California.
Hearing the explanation of Vedanta Sutra from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahavadi Sannyasi of Benares, there are two kinds of Mayavadi. The word Mayavadi is very significant. I saw yesterday in your Ishtagasti, you tried to understand what is this Mayavadi. Mayavadi means materialist. Maya, this matter, the external energy, the inferior energy. And those who want to stick to this inferior energy, never mind what class of philosopher, what section of philosopher they belong, if their idea is only within the boundary of this material energy, they are called Mayavadi. They have no information of the spiritual energy. They are called Mayavadi. So, chiefly, the impersonalist and the void philosophers, they are called Mayavadi. Because they have no other information. They want to simply negate, nullify, but they have no positive information. They are called Mayavadi. So, the Shankarites, of course, they give positive information. Brahma Shastra Jagan Mitha. They say that this world is false and Brahma is reality. But because we want reality in variety, therefore impersonal philosophy, although we take it as a matter of sectarian philosophy, it does not appeal to the heart, because by nature we want enjoyment. And whenever there is question of enjoyment, there must be variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, philosophically or theoretically, we may accept voidness, negation, out of frustration, when we are frustrated in these material varieties, we adopt the suicidal policy. Let me commit suicide, finish. This is called Mayava. Actual spiritual variegatedness, unless one is informed about it and one is situated in spiritual varieties, there is no satisfaction. So the Mayavadi philosophers of Benares, after hearing the explanation of Vedanta Sutra from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very much satisfied. Sei haite sannyasi phire gelam. Their mind turned. Oh, this is the real explanation. Krishna Krishna nam sada kare graham. Now they also began to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Ehi mate tasavar khami aparat sabakare Krishna nam karila prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excused all these offenders. Anyone who is godless is offender. So when they chanted Krishna Krishna and accepted the Vedanta philosophy according to the explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he excused them. That is the significance of Lord Chaitanya. He is very merciful. He excuses. Without excuse, how he can deliver the fallen souls of this age? Their condition is very precarious. they are. The duration of life is very small and they are not very intelligent, very slow to understand their importance of spiritual life, and even they are little advanced, they are under the clutches of so many so-called bogus societies. Therefore, their condition is very precarious, and so there is no other alternative than to excuse them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excused them. Tabe sakal sannyasi Mahaprabhu ki laiya bhikkha korilen sabe madhye basaiya. Then all the sannyasis placing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle, and according to Indian system of dining, you are accustomed, they sit in a line, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to sit in the middle, and thus they took prasadam. Tabhi sakal sannyasi Mahaprabhu ke laiya bhikkha korilen sabhi madhye basaiya. Bhikkha kori Mahaprabhu ailo basa ghar, hanuchitra lila kare gaurang sandha. So after taking prasadam, he came back to his place, and for him it was a great victory that he conquered the mind of the Mahavadi Sannyasi by explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So his, I mean to say, friend Chandrasekharan, Tapan Mishra and Sanatan Goswami, they were very much pleased. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had only 3 or 4 followers at Banaras. Of course, when he was on the street, hundreds and thousands of people gathered around him. But actually, in his residence, there were 3, 4 followers only. Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Sanatan Goswami, and one Maharashtrian Brahmin. They were very much pleased. Naturally, their Lord was victorious in that great assembly of sannyasi, and naturally they were very much pleased. Prabhu ke dekhite aila sakal sannyasi prabhur prasamsa kare sab Varanasi. Naturally, he attracted the attention of many other sannyasi, and they began to come and see him and offer their respect. And throughout the whole city of Banaras, name was immediately advertised, though such a great sannyasi has come. He has explained Vedanta Sutra in a different way, which has captured the mind of all other Mayavadi sannyasi, because Banaras is a city of pilgrimage. It is not ordinary city. Mostly, the person who reside in Banaras, their retired life for cultivating spiritual consciousness, but they are almost 100% impersonalist. Prabhur prasamsa kare sab Varanasi. Varanasi puri aila Sri Krishna Chaitanya purisah sarva khaila mahatanna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this city of Mahavadi Sannyasi. By his mercy, all of them became glorified. Lakha lakha loka aise Prabhu ke dekhite, Mahavir haila dare nare prapeshite. So many thousands of people gathered before his house and they wanted to see him, but due to the crowd, some of them could not enter into the house. Then Prabhu jabe jaane vishe sar darshane, lakha lakha loka aise mile sei sthan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple of Vishesha at Banaras. The most famous temple is Vishesha, that is Lord Shiva's temple. Because this place, Banaras, is the place of Lord Shiva. Just like Vrindavan is the place of Lord Krishna, Ayodhya is the place of Lord Rama. So there are different places in India. So Banaras is the place of Lord Shiva, and is known there as Bishesha. It is very old city. It is the Kashi. The real name is Kashi, and it is coming from the Satya Yuga. It is not new city. It is very old city, Satya Yuga. There Maharaj Harishchandra, he was the king of this, and Harishchandra happens to be previous to Lord Ramachandra, so it is very old city. Vishyashar sane, snan kurite sabhe jan ganga tire, jabe jan ganga tire, tahai sakale lok hai Mahavire. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Ganges to take his bath, and after taking bath he used to visit the temple of Visheshwar in the morning. So at that time, hundreds of people gathered around him. Bahutule Prabhu Vale Balo Hari Hari Haridhani Karelo Sargamatta. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special feature, as you see in the picture, he would simply raise his hands and ask anybody to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the people will, in the crowd, they will also respond to Lord Chaitanya. So in this way, at Banaras, he was enjoying. Bahutuli Prabhu Vale Valo Hari Hari Haridhani Kare Lok Sargamartha Hari. And the sound of Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, that becomes, there are two slogans. One, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and another sort is Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Can practice also that. Hari Bol. Yes. Hari, there is shortcut of Hare Krishna. Yes. Hari Bol. Hari Bol means the sound of Hari, or the Lord, Hari Bol. So, whenever there was some greeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to answer, raising his hand, Hari Bol. Bahutali Prabhu Vale, Vala Hari Hari, Haridhani Kare Lok, Sargamatta Hari. Lok Nishtarya Prabhu, Chalita Haila Man, Vrindavane Pathaila Sri Sanatana. Now, and at this time, Sanatana Goswami arrived to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after retirement from his government service. So he taught him for 2 months about the science of devotion and the principles of devotion. We have discussed to a certain extent, and we shall again discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught personally Sanatana Goswami what is Krishna, what is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, what is the position of the living entity, what is this world, all these things he has very nicely taught Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, these two brothers are authorities of the disciple succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Lok Nishtarya Prabhu Chalita Hailaman Vrindavane Pathaila Sri Sanatana. Now, after teaching Sanatana Goswami, he asked him that you go to Vrindavan, because he was returning to Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authorized, you have seen the picture of Vrindavan in that catalog. What is that book you have brought from library? No, that's all right. Oh, you have forgotten your book? Library book? Huh? Oh, who brought that book there? It is lying in my room, apart. Anyway, there is a picture of Vrindavan. That picture, there is a temple. This temple was first constructed by Sanatana Goswami. That is the oldest temple in Vrindavan, not less than 500 years old. And it was desecrated by the Aurangzeb, Emperor Aurangzeb. So then another new temple is now constructed where Madan Mohan is residing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authorized Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan and excavate the city. Before Lord Chaitanya, the places of pastimes of Lord Krishna was forgotten. People knew only that in these waters Krishna was born and his pastimes was played here. But no particular places were excavated. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Sanatana Goswami, the importance of that tract of land known as Mathura Vrindavan became very important. The importance of that city is due to the Sanatana Goswami, because Sanatana Goswami was authorized to go there and establish temple. So after Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, hundreds and thousands of temples were constructed, and there are at least 5,000 temples now after Sanatana Goswami. Ratri divase loke sunikula hall, Varanasi chari prabhu aile nilachal. At Banaras, he was overcrowded with persons always. There was tumultuous sound, Hare Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Banaras and came back to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri and Banaras is not less than about 800 miles distance. So in those days there was no railway, no other conveyance, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to travel through the jungles. And he came back to Jagannath Puri. Ehi lila kahiva age vistar kariya sankhave kailam ya prasanga paiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus came back, and the author says that after this incident we shall discuss in another chapter about the activities of Lord Chaitanya, and so far his Banaras visit was concerned, this is the end. Hey pancha tattva rupe si Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Lam Prem Diya Vishwa Kaila Tanna. In this way, pancha tattva, these five pictures you have seen, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, they inaugurated this movement of Krishna consciousness 500 years before. And it is predicted here that this movement will sanctify the situation of the whole world. Ehi pancha tattva Sri Krishna Krishna nam prem diya vishwa kaila dhanna. He has already impregnated the seed, just like Thakur Bhaktivinoda said in 1896, he sent the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to McGill University. That book you have seen, the letter was there. And these are coincidences. Now after so many years, a servant of that disciplic succession has come here again to preach. So these things are significant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically sown the seed of this Krishna consciousness, and it is spreading, and it is sure it is spread. Now it has come to your country, and I am sure the students who are taking very seriously about this movement, they will spread in the Western world. So, Mathurade Pathaila Rup Sanatana. Now this is incidental that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan. Another Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Mathuradeva Rupa Sanatana, Dui Senapati Kaila Bhakti Pracharam. Senapati means these two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, were appointed as the commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief in this fighting with Maya. This Krishna consciousness means it is declaration of fighting with Maya. Maya is killing all the poor conditioned souls, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared war against Maya by spreading Krishna consciousness. And the commander-in-chief are Rup Sanatana. In other words, if anyone wants to be expert in Krishna consciousness to fight with Maya, they must follow the principles of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. There is a very nice song sung by one poet, Vaishnava poet. He is singing like this. Gauranga valite have pulaka sari, hari hari valite nayana bhave neem. He is aspiring that when I shall loudly call Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga. Gauranga is Lord Chaitanya. And the body will be shivering. And when I shall chant Hare Krishna, tears will flow down from my eyes. Gauranga valita have pulaka sharir, Hari Hari valita nayana bhave neem. Arkave nitai chant karuna kari. And when I shall be favored by Nityananda Prabhu, Har Kavi Nitai Chand Karuna Karive, Saṃsāra Vāsanā Mor Kavi Tuccahare. When I shall be detached from material enjoyment, Viṣaya Chhariya Kavi Śuddha Have Mon. And when I shall be detached from this material enjoyment, my mind will be purified. My mind will be free from all contamination of material dirty things. Kabe hama hairava si Vrindavan. And at that time it will be possible to see Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha vade hai vyakuti. Now, here the author, the singer says that when I shall be too much devoted, to the principles of Rupa Goswami, so that I will be able to understand what is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In other words, if we want to understand Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya philosophy, then we should try to follow the instruction left by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They are the commander-in-chief in this movement. Nityananda Gosai Pathaila Gurudesha. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were sent to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu was sent to Bengal, that you go and preach there. Teva bhakti prachari lāsesh viśeṣe. And in Bengal, this Chaitanya philosophy is taught by Nityananda Prabhu and his disciple succession. Apane dakkhin desh karila gavan, grame grame kaila Krishna nām prachāra. And he himself went to the southern part of India and he preached this Krishna consciousness from village, town to town. Setubandha pajyanta kaila bhakti prachar, Krishna prem diya kaila savar vistar. Setubandha means Cape Covering. She went up to Cape Covering. So northern India to Vrindavan. I do not know, he went to the Punjab side, but up to Vrindavan, Delhi, and beginning from Delhi up to the, practically the whole length of India, he traveled through Maharashtra and other provinces. Krishna prem diya kaila sabar vistar. So practically the whole of India was surcharged with this Krishna consciousness during the starting of this movement in India by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eita kahira pancha tattir vyakhan yahar savanehan Chaitanya tattva jnan. Now the author summarizes that these are some of the activities of Lord Chaitanya, and one who will hear these activities, he will be elevated in Krishna consciousness and the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Tinjan Sivash Gadadhara Dijato Bhaktavan. Now, the author humbly presents himself that Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, these five personalities, I offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of these five personalities. Jai Chaitanya Kahi Kichu Chaitanya. Therefore, if I have got faith in these five personalities, then it will be possible for me to describe something about Lord Chaitanya. Because he is writing this book, it is description of Lord Chaitanya. So he is humbly presenting himself before. This is Bhakti Marga. He is not proud that he is very learned man. He can very nicely comment. No. He is just trying to follow the footprints of his predecessors. This is the way of desire succession. Sīrū Prabhunāt Padajāre Ās Chaitanya Chaitāmṛta Kahe Krishna Dāsa. He is summarizing at the end of each chapter. He says, my respectful obeisances are unto Rūpa Goswāmī and all other Goswāmīs, so that I may be able to describe the activities of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Thank you very much.